Why is there mercury in California's fog? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Peter Weiss, research associate at the University of California, Santa Cruz, explains why fog and not rain collects mercury from the atmosphere and what that could mean for coastal environments.
There is a saying in environmental chemistry, the solution to pollution is dilution, meaning that in theory, the natural forces of the environment could render harmless the toxic emissions and discharges from human activities by spreading them uniformly across the globe. How convenient! Well, mercury defies this logic. California fog appears to be a place where mercury is living up to its moniker, quicksilver, by being slippery and revealing the secrets about why methylmercury, which is more toxic to animal life, is found in fog water. Our research has found that fog water contains on average 8 times higher concentrations of methylmercury compared to rainwater. Dimethylmercury evades from the ocean during upwelling and becomes absorbed by the fog droplets. Most days in the summer, there are huge fog banks that are carried ashore and at night are intercepted by vegetation, bringing water to the surface through fog drip. Fog and coastal upwelling occur roughly in the same season, suggesting that fog drip may be a path for methylmercury accumulations in the coastal environment. My research group has measured mercury levels in mountain lion whiskers collected over the past 5 years in the Santa Cruz Mountains on the coast of California and in the Sierra Nevada foothills 200 kilometers inland. What we found was that the mountain lions from Santa Cruz had on average 8 times higher mercury concentrations in their whiskers. Mountain lions eat primarily deer, and we also found that deer fur from the Santa Cruz Mountains was higher by 2 times the levels seen in other parts of California. Now, where exactly the extra mercury is coming from, we're not entirely sure, although we intend to analyze the mountain lion fur for mercury isotopes, which can distinguish among likely sources of mercury. For now, we continue to monitor the methylmercury concentrations in fog water and wonder about its fate once it enters into the terrestrial environment.
That was Peter Weiss of the University of California, Santa Cruz. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.